All right, guys, and welcome to another Q&A episode on the podcast brought to you by the Train Hard app. I love these, man. We always get some really good questions, leads to some good discussion. So quick review of how you can get your question answered on the podcast. We send out emails every week through the Never Zero newsletter. You can sign up for that in the show notes. If you reply to any of those emails, those go straight to Jason, and then he picks out a couple questions every month that we answer on the podcast. So let's get to it. So this one is, so he says, I recognize the importance of warming up, especially now that I'm in my mid-30s, but often find myself drifting around aimlessly during the warm-up, doing a few static stretches, and maybe riding the bike for a few minutes. What movements do you guys find the most useful in a warm-up for train hard style workouts? Something repeatable like the Bergner warm-up that you can easily memorize, for example. So what are your thoughts on warm-ups, Jay?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. So the Bergner warm-up, just to kind of kick start that, you use like a PVC pipe, you kind of go through these dip drive, shrug. It's really the Bergner warm-up in particular, because he brought it up, is very relevant for Olympic weightlifting. It reinforces bar path, reinforces positions. I think it's a great, if you're getting into an Oli session, but when you're talking about just warm-ups in general, I mean, I am 100% convinced on this. If you're, let's just say you're just the average person, you're not trying to compete in CrossFit or whatever else, I would say you walk into the gym, you start a clock, you immediately start a clock, and you immediately start a clock and you immediately start moving. Those are the two rules. Start a clock, start moving. That's it. And your goal is to get in 10 minutes of movement just right off the bat. So try and put the phone away. If you are going to be using the phone to like look up a workout or whatever, sometimes I'll be on our app and I'll be on the C2 bike because it doesn't have the handles. It just has the regular. And so I'm able to do something while I'm moving. And I'm going to go and I'm going to move. I'm just going to move through different things, mainly cardio, squats, pull-ups, et cetera, for 10 minutes. And then after that, I'll move from there. But that's what's key for me, is as soon as I walk in the gym, I have to start moving. It doesn't matter what you're doing, as long as you're moving, because what you'll notice after a few minutes, you can be like, bro, the endorphins start running, the body starts feeling good, and you start getting ready to train hard.
I think the biggest key to this question for me is like being time efficient, and the fact that your warm up can easily turn into like the biggest time suck of the time you're spending in the gym, where you're not getting any bang for your buck. And like you said, you know, you're walking, drifting around aimlessly, doing a few static stretches, like maybe riding the bikes for a few minutes. Like, you don't, the thing is, when you follow a workout program many times, like, you know what you're going to do. This is my strength portion, this is my workout. It's the warm up that, you know, you're just kind of like, you know, what do I need today? And I think that we always go back to, you know, the principles of a warm up are to raise your core body temperature and go through the movement patterns that you're going to be doing in your training. So if you know you're going to squat, you obviously don't want to not do a single squat movement pattern in your warm up. You should squat a little bit in some way, shape, or form. So as long as you're hitting those two, I think anything could be an effective warm up. I think the biggest advice that I would lend the gentleman who asked this question is, like Jason said, start a clock and do something. Like, don't just like, what am I going to do when I get there? That's why, and I've shared this on the podcast before, I love the bear hug sandbag walk down the little hill of my in-laws driveway and back. It's like, it's around 300 meters, probably takes me like, you know, 4 or 5 minutes, and I am hella warm. And even though I might not be doing all the movement patterns that I'm going to do in the workout, just kind of lights everything up in a way that I'm like, I'm ready to go when I get back. And I think the benefit to doing something like that, that just kind of gets you like into like workout mode, like a little sweaty instantly, is then you're less likely to now take a huge break between finishing your warm up and getting to work. Cause you already kind of like, you cross that threshold of like warm up drifting mode and like I'm in it mode. And I think the sooner you can cross that threshold, the sooner you get started with your workout, the sooner you're done with your workout, the sooner you're out the door, which, you know, I mean, we talk about this all the time, is important now. Like, I don't have 90 minutes, 2 hours to spend in the gym. Like, I have to be efficient with my time. So that would kind of be, you know, I think people can overcomplicate the warm up sometimes. I think that it's simpler than you think. I think that whatever feels right, and just using a little bit of common sense of getting those body positions that you're going to do in the workout done in the warm up. But my biggest advice would be just do something that really warms you up. Like, maybe it's a little harder than you're used to, because I think it flips that switch and you get into like workout mode sooner than if you're just kind of like, you know, doing a couple like arm circles and right, like I'm going to do the, like, you know, the grab your foot around your back to like stretch your quad, you know, like those,
Or even like shoulder pass-throughs and stuff. Like, they're fine. They just, they don't get you ready and ramped up. And that's why I think the clock is important. Because think about it, like, imagine when you're in a class and the clock goes 3, 2, 1, go. And you're like, bro, you're just at it, right? It's the same thing in a warm-up. You walk in, you hit a clock. All of a sudden, now there's a sense of urgency to get the work done that you need to get done in a specific amount of time. Give yourself a goal, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it may be, and start moving along, like, with purpose, right? You lighter loads compared to what you're going to be doing for the workout, but keep moving, doing thrusters, doing, those are movements that I do. My go-to, burpees, thrusters, and cardio. Those are like my go-to, like, because they're just so full range. But one thing I do want to add is if you have a desire to compete in anything in the future, I do think it's very important to come up with your warm-up and replicate it. And what I mean by that is, like, before I would compete at the CrossFit Games, any regionals, anything. One year I actually brought my own GHD to the fairgrounds where I was competing in regionals because it was such an important part of my warm-up, where I would walk in, I'd jump on the rower, I'd do a 500 meter row, hip extensions, GHD sit-ups, and I would repeat that for like 3 to 5 rounds. It was just a way that I just got my body and mind prepared for what was about to come. Then I would have more specific and then go from there. If you are going to be competing in something, identify an appropriate warm-up for you that gets your full body warmed up and start practicing that in the gym or in the garage. So when you go to compete, your brain recognizes it's like go time. It's like a dog. I don't have a dog, but when we did have a dog, like when like the leash or whatever, it's like you're replicating the same thing over and over again. So they mentally and physically are in a position to get ready to go perform, I guess is the dog analogy did not work there, but you get
what I'm... it worked. It's having the cue set up, right? Like that's the cue for, hey, we're about to get after it, and having that repetition, that process. I could see that being very helpful when you're in a competition setting specifically to kind of flip that switch. But yeah, I mean, I think when it comes to warmups, I know that, you know, Jason has a lot of inspiration on his Instagram. But I think that, like, I would just leave you with this, like, don't overcomplicate it, get the core body temperature warm and just do it. And I think the biggest thing, the more I think about it too, what I've really enjoyed is make your warm up a little bit more like difficult than I think you think a warm up needs to be, because you're not like burning off anything, you know, like, oh man, it's going to hurt my workout. It's really not. I think it just gets you ready a little quicker than going like super slow on the bike for 5 minutes.
If anything else, you might actually find yourself, I mean, how many times have you been working out and find yourself feeling like you're warming up in the middle of a workout?
Right. That's right. That's right.
The same thing goes for jiu-jitsu, by the way, is like, how many times have you had jiu-jitsu where you're just doing drilling and then you go from like 0 to 100? Dude, no, not anymore for me. For me, I'm at a point where I need to go, like, I do like a flow round, then a warm-up round, then I start really getting after it. It's the same thing in you know, training, wherever you're training at. Like, you got to start putting yourself in these a little bit tougher positions so that when you get in the workout, you're already warmed up. You don't want to be warming up when you're in the middle of the workout.
There you go. That's the answer in a nutshell. Don't overcomplicate your warm-up and don't bullshit your warm-up. All right, till next time.